Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, June 12, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Exposure to forever chemicals before birth may raise blood pressure during teen years. Exposure to synthetic compounds known as forever chemicals before birth was linked to higher systolic blood pressure in children, especially during adolescence. Boys and children born to black mothers with high levels of these chemicals had a higher risk of elevated blood pressure. This underscores the importance of reducing exposure to these chemicals during pregnancy to protect long-term cardiovascular health in children. The study, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, followed over 1,000 children and found that prenatal exposure to these chemicals was associated with higher blood pressure in adolescents. Stronger environmental protections and policy-level actions are needed to limit and phase out these chemicals in consumer products and industrial uses to reduce everyday exposure. What the U.S. can learn from Norway's uptake of EVs. Norway's world-leading efforts in transitioning to battery electric vehicles could serve as a lesson to the U.S. With nearly 90% of 2024 vehicle sales being electric, Norway is much closer to its electrification targets than the U.S. If EV uptake accelerates in the U.S. like in Norway, companies like SolarBank Corp. could see growth opportunities. GreenCarStocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Google teams up with CIP on wind energy project in Taiwan. American tech giant Google is teaming with Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, CIP, to launch a wind energy project in Taiwan. The project, expected to be operational in 2027, will be Google's first offshore wind farm in the Asia-Pacific region, with a capacity of 495 megawatts. This initiative aligns with Google's goal of achieving zero emissions across all its operations and value chains. As more green energy projects like this come online, the environmental benefits could be significant. Additionally, other climate-friendly technologies, such as electric vehicles from companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., are gaining traction in the market.
Prefabricated steel structures set to shape the future of construction. Prefabricated steel structures are revolutionizing the construction industry, with Qingdao Xingguangzhen Global Engineering Co. Ltd. leading the charge. These structures offer rapid construction, eco-friendly design, versatile applications, and superior safety. Xingguangzhen's milestone project, the Lome Industrial Park in Togo, Africa, showcases their capabilities, completing a 50,000-square-meter facility in just 60 days. The company's commitment to innovation is evident in their use of advanced building information modeling technology and state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities. With plans to increase R&D investment and expand into key markets, Xingguangzhen is set to drive the global shift towards prefabricated construction, shaping a greener, more efficient future.
Garvicom prioritizes environmental responsibility with next-gen refrigerant AC rollout. Garvi.com introduces its 2025 AC lineup with eco-friendly R454B refrigerant, aligning with EPA regulations to reduce high GWP HFCs like R410A. This proactive move offers American consumers sustainable cooling options with lower environmental impact and enhanced energy efficiency. Garvi.com's portable and split AC units, pre-charged with R454B, provide future-proof investments, proven performance, and reduced carbon footprints. With a focus on smart features, maintenance alerts, and real-world benefits, Garvey.com ensures long-term compliance with U.S. standards while empowering homeowners to contribute to climate goals. Units are available now for nationwide shipping, supporting the industry-wide transition to next-gen refrigerants and reinforcing Garvey.com's commitment to sustainability.
CFHV releases Voices of the Hudson Valley Report, highlighting Hudson Valley perspectives. Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley has released Voices of the Hudson Valley, a report compiling community conversations from Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties. This data-driven report will shape future grant-making opportunities, highlighting residents' perspectives on the region's strengths and challenges. The report identifies concerns such as housing affordability, food insecurity, mental health, and childcare options. CFHV plans to host panel discussions to address these issues and connect community members with nonprofits. This report serves as a catalyst for ongoing change, allowing CFHV to prioritize areas identified by the community while remaining committed to addressing a broad range of issues. For more information, visit communityfoundationshv.org. Investor news breaks: why Vivacor Inc. NIVK is one to watch. Vivacor Inc. NASDIVK is a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company focusing on oilfield fluids and waste transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation. With a large-scale oilfield trucking fleet, Vivacor provides end-to-end solutions for crude oil and produced water handling in key U.S. energy regions. The company aims to lead in sustainable energy logistics and remediation by combining innovative infrastructure with environmentally conscious practices. By owning and operating logistics and remediation components, Vivacor is well positioned to support the evolving energy ecosystem. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Network news breaks: why Vivacor Inc. NASDAQ is one to watch. Vivacor Inc. NASDAQ K is a vertically integrated energy infrastructure and environmental services company focusing on oilfield fluids and waste transportation, storage, and remediation. With a large-scale oilfield trucking fleet, Vivacor provides end-to-end solutions for crude oil and produced water handling. The company's vision is to lead in sustainable energy logistics and remediation by combining innovative infrastructure with environmentally conscious practices. Vivacor's integrated model optimizes petroleum-based materials flow and treatment. By owning logistics and remediation components, Vivacor supports an evolving energy ecosystem. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hnnw.fm/ivk.
Green car news breaks: Tesla Inc. TSLA delays robotaxi launch, stock rallies after Musk calms Trump feud. Tesla Inc., listed on the NASDAQ as TSLA, has delayed the launch of its robotaxi service with a tentative debut set for June 22 in Austin, Texas. This decision follows Elon Musk's temporary resolution of a public dispute with former President Trump. Despite concerns about safety, investor optimism has surged, driving TSLA stock up X percent to around $1 as of June 11. Analysts view the robotaxi launch as a crucial step for Tesla's autonomous ride-hailing ambitions, although challenges remain regarding regulation and cost structure. To learn more, visit greencarstocks.com for the full article.
Investor news breaks: ES Gold Corp. OTF CEO talks near-term production and clean mining. Focus on Exploring Mining podcast. ES Gold Corp. CEO Paul Mastantuono recently discussed the company's Montauban project on the Exploring Mining podcast. Mastantuono highlighted ES Gold's focus on surface accessible resources and low-cost ore bodies for accelerated production. With fewer than 75 million shares outstanding, the company is finalizing concentration testing for first gold production. ES Gold Corp. is a pre-production resource company advancing projects in Quebec with a commitment to clean mining practices. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Chinese scientists make strides in generating, storing energy on Mars. Chinese researchers from the University of Science and Technology of China have proposed a groundbreaking idea to generate and store energy using the toxic atmosphere of Mars. This innovation could provide a reliable energy source for future settlers on Mars and enable long-term research without energy concerns. Companies like SolarBank Corp. may find these concepts intriguing. Tiny Gems, a platform focusing on small and mid-cap companies, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions for maximum market reach and tailored corporate communication solutions.
Network news breaks. ES Gold Corp. OT Cube CEO talks near-term production and clean mining. Focus on exploring mining podcast. ES Gold Corp. CEO Paul Mastantuono discussed the company's Montauban project in Quebec on the Exploring Mining podcast. The company is shifting focus to surface-accessible resources for accelerated production. Recent leadership additions and share structure updates were also highlighted. ES Gold aims to finalize concentration testing for first gold production at Montauban. With fewer than 75 million shares outstanding, the company is positioned for success. ES Gold Corp. is committed to clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery, with the flagship Montauban property showcasing responsible mining. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Protests push Indonesian government to cancel nickel mining licenses in Raja Ampat. The Indonesian government has revoked the mining permits of four companies in Raja Ampat, impacting the top nickel producer in the world. Platinum Group Metals Limited has shifted its operations to South Africa to avoid conflicts. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry, offering access to various wire solutions and syndication services for companies looking to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.